A bill advanced by an assembly committee would require public water systems to submit a list of lead service lines in their distribution system to the Department of Environmental Protection. Chris Sturm with New Jersey Future says that's an important step.
It would set New Jersey communities on the path to understanding where those lead service lines are, cost estimates for how to replace them. It would also empower homeowners to know what they're dealing with.
Within 24 months after enactment of the legislation, the DEP would be required to submit a report to the governor and the legislature with recommendations for new policies to deal with the lead problem. Replacing the aging water infrastructure could cost billions of dollars. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.